Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com. Hey, thanks for listening to the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe podcast with LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, and myself, Jonas Knox. Make sure you catch us live weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 3 to 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. You can find your local station for the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe show over at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, good morning, everybody. Hope you're enjoying your post-Thanksgiving activities over here. Happy Black Friday. Hope everything's going well. Man, we've got a lot of ball left on the menu today and throughout the weekend. Very excited to talk some ball and beyond with you. I'm Brian, though. Jason Martin with me. Jason, hope your Thanksgiving was great. Everything good in your world?
Yeah, I can't complain. Good to be with you this morning. I watched a heck of a lot of sports. I ended up watching more college basketball last night than I thought I was going to, on top of an NFL game that was pretty daggone entertaining, actually.
Yeah, I liked the slate of NFL games. You know, if you indulge in a little bit of gambling, the Dallas game was well in hand at the end until it wasn't. So a nasty backdoor cover with Brett Maher missing the kick and then the Giants scoring a touchdown at the end. But good stuff throughout the day and the evening. I thought the nightcap was really interesting with the Vikings winning. I think a little glass half full, glass half empty with the Vikings, where you look at them, the record is really nice, man. You glance down there and see them at 9-2, while the Packers are 4-7. Like, that's beautiful. But if you look at the win, yeah, you won against the feisty Patriots. That's great. Improved to 9-2, but glass half empty. You needed a 97-yard kickoff return for a touchdown. Can't count on that consistently. The Patriots, they had running into the punter or kicker, I guess, and that kept the drive alive. That was a big call when it was a tie game. And Mac Jones threw for 382 yards and 2 touchdowns. So it's just one of those seasons for the Vikings where things are going their way more times than not. They improved to 9-2. It's crazy how it works out like that sometimes.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, they definitely had to have some things go right for them, but sometimes you do. And anytime Kirk Cousins gets a win in prime time, you probably need to take note of that in a positive direction for your football team, because it's happened so infrequently throughout his career. And look, the Pats defense has been – that's one thing you can't knock Belichick for. Like, I didn't know what they were going to be this year. I certainly thought they were going to be a bad football team. Right now they're above 500, but their defense has been pretty solid. And after – getting curb stomped basically by the Cowboys on Sunday. The Vikings needed an offensive showcase against a decent to good defense, and I think you at least got that. You still saw the kind of flashes you needed to, and you saw the chemistry from your quarterback and the best wide receiver in football, Justin Jefferson. And that game easily could have gotten away from you because the Patriots were ready to play and ready to win, end up not winning the game. But to your other point, I mean, yeah, the middle game, it got interesting late, but I think we live in a universe where it's better where the Detroit Lions are pretty good compared to their own standards, because that game would have been a laugher 2 years ago against the Bills, and this one was not. This one was one team had Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs and 25 seconds, and that was enough to get them in position to kick that game-winning field goal. But that was a wildly entertaining football game as well. A lot of times the Thanksgiving slate doesn't give us all that much to talk about. This time maybe it gives us almost too much because you get something out of everything that we saw.
Yeah, kind of interesting because you look at Dan Campbell, the Lions head coach, and there were suggestions, there was talk just about a month ago of, is he going to be fired? I know he's the star of Hard Knocks, and we love that guy and the tone that he sets, but you got to win games. And they were a 1-6 football team, but they rattled off three straight wins, righted the ship. That was certainly not even close to an embarrassing performance yesterday against the Bills. And you're right, the Lions have improved. You can see it. You can absolutely see the improvement. And for it to be a field goal game at the end, you can't hang your head on that. Like, no one's going to be upset with that effort. They've played pretty well, especially as of late. But yeah, you got to give Josh Allen some credit. Josh Allen, the Bills quarterback, has had some hideous turnovers a few weeks leading up to this game. He was turnover-free last week against the Browns, turnover-free again in that same stadium. It's kind of odd playing in Detroit again thanks to the snow in Buffalo. But that frozen rope to Stephon Diggs at the end of the game, that's a 50-yard pass on a frozen rope. And Tyler Bass squeaks in the 45-yard game-winning field goal. Von Miller carted off the field, though. That is very scary stuff. Ian Rappaport, he tweeted out the initial diagnosis for Von Miller is a knee sprain. No one has ruled out a more serious injury, but there is some hope. He's going to have an MRI today and other tests to confirm. So you hold your breath and hope Von Miller is healthy because, man, you could tell a huge difference once he went out of the game yesterday.
Yeah, he sets a tone and he sets an energy and an attitude. We've seen it throughout his career. As a Denver Broncos fan, I saw it for a very, very long time. But you saw as soon as he went to the Rams, there was a certain nastiness. There was a certain moxie about that defense that, guess what, doesn't exist now. Like, Aaron Donald, Jalen Ramsey notwithstanding, those guys are always studs. But he's a tone setter, is Von Miller. And it was the same thing. He goes to your team instantly becomes a championship contender on that side of the football, at the very least. So him going out, that's something if I'm a Bills fan. I know they're optimistic that it's not serious inside that building. We're going to find out for sure. But watching that guy get carted off, that's going to make my heart skip a beat. But your comment about the pass from Allen to Diggs, I think it's more impressive because it wasn't surprising. It's exactly what I thought they were going to do. I looked at it and said, is that enough time? Yeah, with these guys? Yeah, actually it is. It's the same thing I thought on Sunday night in the Chiefs-Chargers game, where I knew exactly what was going to happen when the Chiefs got the football back with a minute 40. So that's an eternity for Patrick Mahomes. And it turned out to be exactly that. We live in a universe where, and there's not many of them in the league, but we live in a world where the Lions are good, but also where there are a few quarterbacks where if you give them any time at all, they're going to beat you. And it's not going to be surprising, which doesn't make it any less amazing. And that's what you saw. Allen, when he had to make a play, had to make a throw, he was able to make a throw, and he had his guy. He had Stephon Diggs. What was the one thing that you noticed about all three games last night? The team with the stud wide receiver went 3-0. CeeDee Lamb, Stephon Diggs, Justin Jefferson, your team came out with the W last night.
Yeah, it's an interesting point. I remember it wasn't that long ago there was a thought in the NFL. A lot of GMs subscribed to it. I remember Ray Farmer was the GM of the Cleveland Browns, and he was saying, hey, when's the last time a Super Bowl winning team had an elite wide receiver? And so the thought was, you don't really need one of those guys. Not in today's NFL. I certainly didn't agree with it at that time. But now, oh, my gosh, you definitely have to have that. You just see the effect. Look at the Packers, for crying out loud. The ripple effect of not having Devontae Adams is absolutely huge. That's a good point. I also think, man, with Josh Allen, I'm with you in terms of it wasn't surprising that he came through at the end. But it's also not surprising if he does the opposite. He's had a couple of really shaky decisions as of late. So to see him sort of right the ship and to come up big in crunch time, that's a huge deal for the Bills, obviously. And then also watching that game, Tony Romo, he was pointing it out, like, Josh Allen's just gutting through an injury. He's absolutely affected by the elbow injury. That shouldn't affect your decision-making, though. You know, I don't care what's going on with the elbow. Like, you just can't make the wrong read or the wrong decision at a key moment. And he had a couple of games earlier this month. So for him to come up big was a big deal. I also think it reminds me of, I went to a game, this is years ago, it was the Bears at the Cowboys. I made it to AT&T Stadium a long time ago. And Jay Cutler, I'll never forget, Jason, before the game, no one disputed Jay Cutler's arm talent. Before the game, the dude was just warming up. And I was just like, holy hell. He was throwing 45-yard passes just on a frozen rope, just like, I'm kind of warming up over here, you know, just get the gun ready. It was crazy. There are a lot of quarterbacks in the NFL that don't have that type of arm talent. And when you look at Josh Allen in today's NFL, there aren't many quarterbacks that have that type of arm talent. Mahomes does. That is a short, short list what Josh Allen can do with the football.
Yeah, and your other comment there about not being surprised if he had done the opposite. There's something to that. Josh Allen has the arm that you just described and knows it. And I think sometimes it's hard to reel yourself in from thinking you can make every play. Elway had that issue at times. You've seen guys through the years that throw balls like that, that can do everything, that are gunslinger types, like Brett Favre. There's a little bit of that in Josh Allen. Like, at times, you're going to need somebody to reel you in, whether that's Dorsey or whether it was Daboll in the past, just to be like, hey, we can get this done. You don't have to do this every single play. But it's hard to tell that guy because you know he's capable of it. In this case, it was a perfect route. Maybe the best hands in the league in Stephon Diggs. And past that, you've got a guy that just put the ball exactly where it had to be. And all it took was one. That got them into field goal position, and they're an 8-3 football team as a result. Big difference between being 8-3 and 7-4 in this year's AFC, where you've got a lot of teams that could make noise, and you've got a lot of teams that are jockeying for position at the same time. It was an important win for Buffalo because they need to continue to set the pace outside of Kansas City right now. And as a completed unit, you would feel better about the Bills. I still think you feel better about their defense than you do Kansas City's, even with the injuries that they've sustained. But this was an important one to continue to roll things right. 8-3 is a nice record to have 11 weeks in.
Yeah, not bad at all. We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. You know, I also think this, Jason, as we skip around from AFC to NFC, you look at the NFC with the Cowboys winning and how crazy this season is. Think about before week one, what most people said was, well, we know Tampa's going to be good. We know Green Bay is going to be good. And we know the defending Super Bowl champion Rams are going to be good. Outside of that, all bets are off. And that has not been the case whatsoever. You've got Tampa winning back-to-back games to get to 500. You've got the Rams are 3-7. They're in shambles. The Packers are a disaster at 4-7. And meanwhile, a team like the Cowboys yesterday, The Cowboys are good as anybody else in the NFC. I wouldn't be shocked at all if the Cowboys go to the Super Bowl this season.
No, I wouldn't either. And before the season, you definitely wouldn't have gotten me there. I was very down on them. I'm going to need to see Mike McCarthy in the playoffs. But right now, you'd much rather be a Cowboys fan than some of these other teams. The Rams are not going to make the playoffs. The Packers are not going to make the playoffs. The Bucks are going to need to win their division. I think they're probably going to find their way in, if for no other reason than the rest of that division is terrible. But I think one of the other things that's been kind of stunning this year is there is not a team in the NFC East that's bad. Like, not one of them. Washington with Heinicke doing good things. Yesterday, you still saw a lot of good Daniel Jones in that game. I don't think the Giants are any kind of juggernaut. They're definitely a much better football team than they've been in years past. The Eagles, even though they had to escape kind of an ugly performance on Sunday against Indianapolis. And then, as we're talking about with the Cowboys, the NFC East has turned out to be one of the better divisions in the league. Now, it's a weaker conference, but those teams are all better maybe than we thought going in. I think you can make the argument all four of them have outperformed what we thought they would do this year.
Yeah. It's funny because before the season started, I'm like, something weird is obviously going to happen, and I just couldn't figure out what it was going to be. And there are a lot of weird things that have, but that's one of them. If you would have told me before the season that the Giants would have three more wins than the Packers right now, I would have thought Aaron Rodgers missed the entire season. He's been there every step of the way. You know, can you believe that? The Giants have three more wins than the Packers heading into week 12. You know, like that blows me away right there. That's why.
Yeah, you're right. And I mean, we could spend 3 hours. We won't, thankfully, but we could spend 3 hours just discussing the Packers and the situation there and what's going to happen. And if you're a team like the Jets, are you thinking maybe Aaron Rodgers will come here to finish up his career and maybe Green Bay's going to be fine with that after this season? And then, of course, you've got the backup quarterback, Jordan Love, who I think we all know is not the guy. So does he at some point get an opportunity, especially now that Aaron Rodgers has revealed he's got the hand issue, he's got other things going on, and the biggest thing that he's got going on is just not a very good football team. A team that, I wouldn't say they've quit, they're just not good enough. The defense has not been as advertised, but the offense has been an unmitigated disaster. And honestly, a lot of it's not on the young receivers. A lot of it is on 12.
Yeah, a lot of it is. And we'll get to a heavy portion of that here as we go along. We're off and running. I'm Brian Noe. He's Jason Martin in for Two Pros and a Cup of Joe. Coming up next, quarterback headlines galore. Yes, one involving that man, Aaron Rodgers. We got benched quarterbacks. We got injured quarterbacks. We got a lot to get to. Hang with us. We'll have a lot of fun here on a Black Friday. It's Brian Noe and Jason Martin in for Two Pros and a Cup of Joe right here on Fox Sports Radio. TireRack.com loves tires. And since 1979, they've been helping people find the right tires for how, what, and where they drive. Their team of experts has the knowledge and passion to assist every driver, and they're just a phone call or a click away. The website is packed with information, advice, and tools that make buying the right tires a snap, like the Tire Decision Guide. Answer a few questions, and you'll get a personalized tire recommendation in 2 minutes or less. They sell only the best brands in the industry, like Sumitomo's full lineup that delivers a wide range of high performance all season and off-road capabilities. Ratings, reviews, test results, and a national network of over 10,000 recommended installers. Free roadside hazard protection and fast free shipping with delivery in as little as 1 day. And in many areas, they even offer mobile tire installation that comes to your home or office. Tire installation on your terms, game changer. I'm telling you, go to TireRack.com/sports. And see for yourself. That's TireRack.com/sports TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at OReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's OReillyAuto.com/2pros.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You already talked about that, but there's just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their new unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on! Hey, it's Jonas Knox. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of hand-cooked tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their hand-cooked test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Oh, what's going on, everybody? I'm Brian No. He's Jason Martin. We're in for two pros and a cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio. Man, Jason, we have quarterback headlines galore over here in the NFL. Benchings, injuries, you name it, we've got it. How about the news of the week is Zach Wilson, the Jets quarterback, getting benched. It's been talked about ad nauseum. Did not handle the post-game press conference very well. Said that he doesn't feel like he let the defense down last week against the Patriots when the Jets only scored 3 points. And Mike White is the new starter. Zach Wilson isn't even going to dress for this thing. So it's a big-time demotion, at least for a week. Davis Mills has also been benched, the Houston Texans quarterback. So Kyle Allen will take over there. So a couple of benchings this week. Very interesting beyond the injuries and all the other news. But, man, Zach Wilson was the absolute headline here. And I just think the Jets are lying to themselves going forward because Robert Saleh, the head coach, Jason, he's really selling the idea of this is just a temporary setback. We have all the confidence, the utmost faith in Zach Wilson. It's like, dude, this is a wrap. This is like a couple that isn't quite divorced just yet, but it's just a matter of time. You know, they're headed straight for a divorce. And this thing with Zach Wilson, it's not like he's only had 6 starts. He's had a lot of time, and his numbers are freaking atrocious. So this is just the beginning of the end as far as Zach Wilson with the Jets. I don't see how this turns around in a magical way at all.
No, I think he's done. I mean, certainly with that organization, I don't think he's playing there next year. And I think that one of the reasons for it is they don't have time to wait on him because they have championship-level talent elsewhere. Their defense is very, very good. When you get Breece Hall back, but even Carter has run the ball pretty well, you have some receivers there. And you've got young guys who I don't even think necessarily trust Zach. But if you're Zach Wilson, what you did on Sunday on the field was putrid. What you did after the game was 10,000 times worse. You probably lost the locker room if you hadn't already in that moment. You could have done yourself some good by owning it even if you didn't believe you were the full cause instead of saying, hey, guys, it was really windy out there, you know? And literally, that's the thing that came out of his mouth. But the more stunning thing is when you go and look at his numbers. Like, I didn't buy into this when he was going to be the second pick in the draft and people were saying, oh, maybe he should be first. Maybe you should take him over Trevor. I didn't understand where it came from. I didn't see it in college. I am not shocked that it hasn't worked so far, but through his first 20 career games, he has 15 fewer touchdowns than Sam Darnold did in his first 20 games.
Mm.
Sam Darnold had 28 passing touchdowns. Zach has 13.
13.
Geno had 16. Mark Sanchez had 20. His net yards per pass attempt, also dead last in that group of four. His completion percentage, only Mark Sanchez, 2% lower. His completion percentage in his 20 games, 56.2%. Darnold was 3% better. Geno was better. If you're in a list with those guys, no offense, look, Geno's having a really good year this year. Sanchez is now an analyst. And Sam Darnold, I think, is actually starting this week, but his career is very much kind of teetering on the brink. If you're in a list with those guys and you're looking up at them, we're looking at all-time terrible start to a career. And if you look at the numbers, I don't have this one in front of me, but I did hear this earlier this week. His numbers are strikingly similar to Jamarcus Russell.
Oh, wow.
And how he started his career. I'm not talking about Montana here. I'm not talking about John Elway here. I'm not talking about Kirk Cousins here. I'm not talking about Ryan Tannehill in Miami here. I'm talking all-time horrendous numbers for a second-year player who then sat there after the game and took no ownership at the time. He's apologized now and said this is a humbling moment. Maybe this wakes him up and maybe he's going to be good. I'm not rooting against him. It's kind of hard to watch this, as a matter of fact. But this is a guy that doesn't seem to get it, or certainly didn't as of Sunday. And there's not going to be much left for him. If the Jets cut bait with him, he's probably going to get one more shot. But he could become Josh Rosen real fast.
Yeah, it is interesting. I just had a flashback to, you remember this, Jason. It was the Seahawks and the Cardinals when Russell Wilson still played for Seattle. And it was a 6-6 overtime tie. Like, they tied the Arizona Cardinals 6-6. And you know how positive Pete Carroll and Russell Wilson are after the game. They're like, you know, we're going to get the offense in gear and it's fine. And the defense was looking over at them like, what are you people talking about? Are you kidding me? Our defense played this well. And you score 6 points and you're just like skipping around. That's not going to fly here. And it was even worse with the Jets, where the defense played great against the Patriots, only gave up 3 points. Mm-hmm. The Jets offense scores 3 points, and Zach Wilson says, no, I don't think we let the defense down. This was a move that had to be made for at least a week, at the very least, because you could run the risk of losing the locker room if you didn't do anything about it. I just don't believe this whole spin job, because, again, the Jets head coach, Robert Saleh, this is one of his quotes from the week. He said, we haven't wavered in our belief that he's going to be the future of this franchise, meaning Zach Wilson, obviously. We have not. Like I said, we have every intent to get him back on the football field at some point. You rattled off some of the numbers. Just a couple others, like the whipped cream and the cherry on top of your Thanksgiving dessert. You've got Zach Wilson. His completion percentage is 55.6. That's the worst among starters in the league. His passer rating at 71.6 tops only Kenny Pickett, who's a rookie, and he's got 4 touchdown passes in 7 games this season. How about Joe Flacco throwing for the same number, 4 touchdown passes in 1 game against the Browns? So those numbers are just staggering. And then on top of it, you've got leadership and maturity concerns. I just don't see how this ever turns around for Zach Wilson and the Jets. The handwriting's on the wall with this thing.
Yeah, and again, the Jets have a playoff-level team outside of the most important position in American team sports, quarterback. Yeah. You have to have a QB, and you don't even have to have – I heard a podcast earlier this week from The Athletic, and they were looking at how many teams are asked to go try to win and win big without having Patrick Mahomes? Because there's usually only 3 to 5 guys in any given era that really, really move the needle for you at the quarterback spot. And most everybody else has to find a way to try and do it with a Jimmy Garoppolo or a Ryan Tannehill or someone like that that is hopefully capable, or in most cases maybe more than just a little bit capable, but short of elite. But if you've got every other piece, I like Saleh. I like his attitude. I like the energy that he brings. I like the passion, and you can see it reflected on his defense on the field. I like their running game. I like Garrett Wilson. I like Corey Davis when he's healthy. I think that they have done a lot that you like on that side of the ball, but until you get a competent quarterback, like, what do you think the Jets would be with Jimmy G right now? They'd be in pretty good shape. Like, that would be a team that you would fear a little bit, because, look, the Niners, dominant defense, they went out and made a couple of moves, but they've got a coach that you like. They've got a scheme that works. The Jets have a lot to like, but they don't have a quarterback, so you can't take them seriously. That's the problem here for Zach as much as it is for the Jets. They don't have time to wait for him to figure this out. So that's why Saleh, I think, is the way he's saying it. This is it. This is the last chance. If he does not wake up, if they put him back in and he still hasn't woken up and he's still terrible, then he's done. I don't think he is there next year. I feel like they can't wait because their window is right now. I don't believe in the window of 5 years from now. I believe you got to win when you have the talent around them, and that's what you've got. So you've got to have the quarterback. So in the offseason, do I think they could look at Derek Carr? Do I think they could look at Jimmy G? Do I think they could look at Aaron Rodgers, one of those guys? Absolutely they can. It's a little bit different with Houston because Houston doesn't have that level of talent right now, and they're in a full-on rebuild. The Jets aren't in a rebuild, but they have a quarterback that is suited for a rebuild.
I'll just say real fast, it reminds me of Philadelphia, what you said about the Jets, solid at a lot of positions except for quarterback. That's what you heard a lot about Philadelphia heading into the season. They're solid at a lot of spots. Quarterback is the biggest question. And Jalen Hurts has played really well. He's been an MVP candidate this season. Zach Wilson isn't even close to Jalen Hurts right now. What are the
chances? Let's go away from Hurts. What about Tua? Well, I mean, the same thing in Miami, too. Right? And you're a Dolphins fan going into the season is the same way. Another guy that's turned into an MVP candidate right before our eyes that people were kind of down on going into the year. I mean, it's night and day in terms of the Dolphins with Tua back there and his weapons.
Sure.
And then whatever it is that the Jets have to deal with Zach Wilson as their quarterback.
Well, and think about that, too. It's year three for both Tua and Jalen Hurts. It will be year three next year for Zach Wilson. What are the realistic chances Zach Wilson is giving you comparable production? I don't think the odds are very good whatsoever. But the odds of us getting some sports information mixed with some humor, mixed with some personality, very high. Very high when it comes to this guy.
Up. A lot of verbs.
Yes, Mr. Brian Fenley is with us this morning. B. Fenley, happy post-Thanksgiving. How's everything going, buddy?
Everything is going solid. Brian with an I and Jason Martin. And we have a whole lot to talk about here. For one, we've got World Cup action taking place. And Iran and Wales are going at it. They're in the 76th minute right now of group play. No score. 0-0. And then I know Jason and Brian, they're going to have at least their eyes on this one coming up at 1 p.m. Eastern, where the United States in group play is going to be going up against England. And most people are not giving the Americans a chance, but who knows?
Maybe. By the way, what's up with this lack of scoring here, Brian Fenley? Are they doing like the two high safeties in the NFL to prevent the scoring? What's going on here in the world?
No, I think that's a function of it being soccer, fellas. I'm going to make this real simple for you.
This is what happens when you put Russell Wilson in a football game.
Oh, why are you going to do that to me? It's already a bad enough year.
Is Russ playing soccer too over there? Is that what's going on?
You know, Jason, I love you.
Zach Wilson's in the midfield right now.
Yeah. They could use any help they can get. Although Iran has had chances, so in the first half, they scored a goal, but it was taken away because of offside. And then they've had shots that have gone off the goalpost from Iran. So you can't say they haven't had their chances. And then just another diving save by the Wales goalkeeper. And Iran just yet to capitalize on many opportunities as there are some subs coming in right now.
This is good, though, Brian Fenley. We want a draw here. It's good for Team USA.
Yeah. You know, Brian, I didn't know you were such a big soccer guy, but I feel like what do they call those instruments, the musical instruments? Like
the vuvuzelas?
Vuvuzelas. I feel like you have one on right now, and you're wearing your red, white, and blue overalls. And you know,
I believe that we will win. Like, you have to do that, too. Sure,
I could see you doing that.
Yeah. Face painted. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ready for today.
Yeah.
Screw England. That's what I have to say.
Yeah, exactly. So
when is that game?
1 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah.
Okay.
You get some college football to account for, and some college basketball as well. Speaking of football, and in regards to the NFL, the Vikings, led by Kirk Cousins, they paced the Patriots 33-26. Kirk Cousins had three touchdown tosses, and one of them went to Justin Jefferson, who had 139 receiving yards. By the way, the Cowboys stonewalled the Giants 28-20. Dalton Schultz played a part in two touchdowns. And right now, if you look at the NFC East standings, Dallas is in second, a game ahead of the Giants. Everybody's looking up to the Eagles, who are 9-1. And at the bottom, the Commanders are 6-5, so they still have a winning record, surprisingly. And I guess I'm not supposed to editorialize in an update. Bad job by me. But the Bills avert the Lions 28-25. Tyler Bass made that 45-yard field goal with 2 seconds left, so that ends the Detroit Lions' three-game winning streak. Speaking of college football, and I know that you guys are watching this, and obviously the Egg Bowl happened yesterday.
Yeah.
Mississippi State finds a way to hold off number 20 Ole Miss 24-22. The Rebs scored a touchdown under 2 minutes to go. They had a two-point conversion that they failed to capitalize on, and so it was a win for Mike Leach. And after the game, it was Rebels head coach in Lane Kiffin who was throwing a bunch of questions about what is he going to do next year. Obviously, the rumor circulating about potentially he being tied to the Auburn job, and he said, "Guys, I'm staying in Oxford as of now," and that would be heading into the 2023
Finley,
season.
Do you believe that?
Man,
I know you're an Ole Miss guy.
Yeah,
do you believe that?
When Look, I guess we've seen coaches, Brian Kelly, others, straight up lie to their players. But I just have a really, I mean, right? When they leave programs to go to others. But when you have that reported team meeting from Lane Kiffin, what was it, on Tuesday, where he flat out said he's not going. How do you say that and you look in the eyes of all your players?
Right.
And out of the goodness of your heart, then turn your back on them? I guess there are some people out there that are that cruel. But I have a heart. I mean, selfishly, I want him to stay.
So, all right. So Finley, they have that rule in the state of Mississippi, is state employees or folks in the state, you can't have more than like a 4-year contract or something like that. I heard that earlier this week. So let's say they could offer him $10 to $12 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
They give him $40 million. Auburn turns around and offers him 75 or 80 because they can. At that point in time, does anybody really blame Lane Kiffin if he takes twice the amount of money to go to Auburn as to stay at Ole Miss? No. I'm just throwing that out there. I'm not suggesting he's going to leave, but I'm saying it's a lot easier for us to say it until we actually look at the dollars and cents of what could happen here.
No, you're absolutely right, and I'll leave you with this, Brian and Jason. The other thing where Ole Miss is behind here is they're not on the NIL level as an Auburn, and they know that. Like, they're just not churning out as much as far as endorsement deals and as far as those who are part of the program and sponsors and everything. They just need to churn more NIL money, and I think that's where teams that aren't, you know, notably the top dogs in the SEC West, they got to pick up their game. So we'll see what happens.
I just noticed that it's kind of like the anti-Grammys.
Mm.
You know, like when you're giving your speech and the music starts playing, it's like, wrap it up. It's the opposite with your update. When the music goes away,
that's out.
Like our version of the Grammys, I think.
Yeah, it's like, turn that guy's microphone off tomorrow or yesterday. That's
Is it the Grammys or maybe it's the Oscars? Maybe that's what.
Does anybody watch those award shows anymore? I feel like
I
those
check
ratings
them out from
are.
Time to time. Every now and then, check them out. You know, let's get to the Lane Train. Coming up next on Fox, live from the TireRack.com studios, the Lane Train. Also, we'll get to how long will this quarterback have to wait. I'm Brian Noe, alongside Jason Martin. We're in for two pros and a cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You already talked about that, but there's just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their new unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on! Hey, it's Jonas Knox. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I'm Brian Noe. He's Jason Martin. Welcome back in. We are live from the TireRack.com studios in for Two Pros and a Cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio. Man, you got my college football juices flowing over here, Jason Martin. We're talking about Lane Kiffin. Egg Bowl didn't go down well for Ole Miss. They come up 2 points shy. Mississippi State won last night. But the big news is, will Lane Kiffin be back as the head coach of the Rebels? And it's kind of been a weird week where Lane Kiffin was incredibly defiant. There was a media member that broke the story that Lane Kiffin would be leaving and he'd be taking the Auburn job. And Lane Kiffin went after this dude in a humorous style where he said, oh, my sources have indicated that this guy is moving to another TV company and blah, blah. It was really funny the way that he did it, but he was basically saying, no, I'm staying put. What are you talking about? He met with his team earlier this week and assured them that he hasn't accepted a job at another school. But after the game last night, he said, yeah, I expect to be back here. So it's sort of like he's leaving the door open a bit. So it's just a weird situation to be in. I understand what he's saying. I haven't taken any job yet. But it's a bit of a mixed message. It's a bit of I'm keeping my options open. I'm not fully committed and married to Ole Miss is my read on it. Where do you stand on the Lane train and where he's coaching next year?
Well, I would go further than what you just said and say the one thing that I know for a fact that I haven't seen is a story saying that he has signed or agreed to an extension with Ole Miss.
Right.
And that's a big deal. If that happens, you have a little bit of a different scenario here. But because he has not done that, the absence of that statement, the absence of that reality would worry me if I was an Ole Miss fan. I look at it from a football perspective and say, what would I rather do? You go to Auburn, a lot of people have wanted Auburn. You find a way to win at Ole Miss, they'll name the stadium after you.
Sure.
They'll build a statue of it. It's the same thing as like Dabo Swinney at Clemson. Like if Dabo were to have 5 years ago or 3 years ago, Saban leaves, he goes to Alabama, then he just replaces the greatest college football coach probably of all time. Instead, if you stay at Clemson, you become – you're able to have your own legacy. Like Mike Krzyzewski never left for UCLA. He never left for Kansas. He never left for Kentucky. He made Duke into something. And that's what you have the opportunity to do if you're just looking at it from that point. But if Auburn can offer you $50 million more,
yeah,
and you're able to recruit at a higher level because it's just a different level of job, then it's very, very tempting to go there. But I do think that Ole Miss provides some advantages, assuming you can compete in the NIL world at all. If you can develop that, the one thing that Lane has done well is the transfer portal. The one thing he hasn't done so well is pure recruiting. It's hard to recruit people to go to Oxford, Mississippi. It's a great college town. That's kind of all it is, though. And you're competing against a lot of big dogs, and you're saying, come to the SEC West on top of that. So I can understand why this would be difficult. The problem for Lane is, because of how defiant, that's a good word that you use, defiant that he's been about this week, if you leave, it's not going to look very good. And people are going to pile on. A lot of people still haven't forgiven Saban for the I'm not going to be the Alabama coach thing when he was in Miami with the Dolphins. And then, of course, he ended up being the Alabama coach. There's a lot that goes into it. If you actually knew the entire story there, and if you knew it here, you might not be so, you know, miffed about it. But we're probably going to pile on if Lane were to leave just because he's come out and he had the meeting with the players. Even if it is 40 or 50 mil, it's still going to reflect badly because he can become an easy target.
Yeah, that media guy that Lane went after,
he'd have a great
piece.
The
ball would be in his court, right? Like, he'd have the advantage if Lane does end up at Auburn. It'd be pretty funny. But really, the truth of it is, it's a weird position for Lane to be in because he's basically saying, I expect to be here if they pony up, you know, if Ole Miss shows me the cash and therefore shows me the love. He probably wants to be back at Ole Miss, but he doesn't want to settle for a deal that's less than what he should be getting or what he could be getting elsewhere. So it's a weird position to be in. I'll never forget. So Jim McElwain, he is the current head coach over at Central Michigan, but this goes way back when. He was the offensive coordinator at Fresno State. I did radio in Fresno years ago. And he left to take the offensive coordinator job at Alabama. It's like the biggest no-brainer ever. You go from Fresno State to Alabama and Nick Saban. And I remember asking him what the decision was like. And he looked at me, and he was almost in tears. And he said, gut-wrenching. Gut-wrenching. He said that, and I was like, it blew me away. And that's the truth. Lane Kiffin has relationships. He loves some of his players. I'm sure he wants to stay there, but he's got to have the cash. And I think a lot of it is based on that, him getting the deal that he knows that he should be getting. Lots more to come. The football conversation rolls on.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.